are the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day? Oh, hi there, little fella.
Oh.
We're here taking Arizona homeowners' phone calls about remodeling, repair, maintenance projects around their home, and talking a bit about this hour about all of the new people moving to Arizona and who are your neighbors and how you might be able to open the door to introduce them and make them feel welcome.
Yeah, we have a great place to be, you know, and about somewhere along the way, several years ago, people just realized that they could rent out their home on a short-term basis and make a little money. You know, if I'm not going to be home, I might as well rent my home out. And in 2016, Governor Ducey signed in a bill that allowed that to be a thing. And they've tried many things to regulate that. So this falls under the heading of VRBO or Airbnb, but there's many other ways.
There are, yeah.
Now, so it's really hard to track. So that is one good reason to be on your neighborhood watch, is to find out which homes are permanently empty or being used for other purposes. We have used them. Our family has used them when they come to town. It's great to have the extra space. You're not limited by lobbies and hotel rules and all that stuff. You have your own kitchen, your own yard. You have privacy. You can come and go. But the problem comes in for the neighbors when those homes are overstuffed, or there's supposed to be a limit. And during COVID, there was even more of a limit. I think that's pretty much over now. But there was supposed to be a limit. And then, of course, noise can be an issue if there's parties. And we recently found out in our neighborhood that there's one for rent that's actually advertised as an event venue. And we woke up one night to about 150 gunshots.
An event. A real event.
helicopters overhead, sirens screaming, cars screeching. We picked up our neighborhood watch app and found out, hey, we've got people banging on our doors. There's people running through the neighborhood. We see the police have got this one guy, you know, blah, blah, blah.
It's going to be interesting to see how homeowners associations, city councils, and future CCNRs all deal with this right of leasing your house out. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept that the corporation that rents more rooms per night than anybody doesn't own one property. There are more rooms booked by VRBO than Hyatt, Hilton. They don't own a single bed or a window or a toilet. And they rent more rooms than anybody. It's like the third party transportation facilities. They give more people rides than anybody in the world, and they don't even own a car or a vehicle. Interesting.
Yeah. So if you are having issues with them in your neighborhood and you want to know what to do about it, you really do have to start at the grassroots level, call a meeting with your
city council,
with your neighborhood, and then, you know, there was a case in Phoenix where the CCNRs had expired, and they actually hired an attorney, and they won because this house was renting out every day. But there's certain restrictions they put on them. In some places, you can only be in it only qualifies as a VRB under a certain amount of days. So they could stay like no more than 5 or 6 days. And then there's other places where they have decided to put into place rules that say you cannot rent out a house for less than 30 or 60 or 90 days. So that both of those cut out kind of some of the drama. But it is work to get in there and figure out what are your CCNRs, what are your HOAs, what's going on, and how do I fix it?
And how can you as a homeowner stop this type of VRBO that advertises? The VRBO contract states no more than 6 adults occupied. But yet on the website for this facility, it says sleeps 18.
And I think there was many more.
Yeah, there were many more. So it'll be interesting. It's our first encounter. I've heard a lot of people complaining about it, particularly in the nicer neighborhoods where people take the opportunity to crash it and make it a big party house.
You know, but on the flip side, you know, they are really do have their place. the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, 10 days. You know what it's like sleeping in a hotel for 10 days and then just go get a house to stay in?
It's cheaper in the long run. You're not rent, you know, having to do two or three rooms. You have one house.
And being able to prepare your own meals, you're not constantly having to eat out or out of an ice chest. I mean, it has a huge application. But we had some people that we know, the home that they rented had one of those cameras on the front door. And because too many people had come to the house in one day, the homeowner called them and kicked them out. Huh. So you could have a bad landlord, VRBO, just as bad as you can have a bad renter as well.